It's quite easy to spot them at demonstrations. They all wear a green scarf around their neck, and each time there are more of them. Women of the National Campaign for Legal, Safe and Free Abortion are increasingly visible in feminist marches in Argentina. They're calling and chanting for abortion to be legalized. Lara Salome Canteros campaigns for abortion in Argentina. She says that not allowing women to control their own bodies is yet another form of violence against them.
We can't keep living like this. We want to pressure the political class so that they start a debate on abortion and bring in a new law about it. We really think society is ready for that change.
The numbers seem to agree. Last year, a study carried out by Amnesty International suggested that 80% of Argentines thought Congress should debate the decriminalization of abortion. A commission is now examining a bill which would give Argentine women access to legal and free abortion instead of just in cases of rape or risk to her health. But the chances of this law being passed are very thin. No Argentine leader has ever been in favor of abortion. Here is President Mauricio Macri earlier this year.
I think life is such a wonderful and unique thing. Even if it comes at a time when you're prepared for it, it's a joy that should overcome everything else. My vision is that life is a unique gift. I mean, when you have a child, it changes you forever.
Macri's predecessor, Cristina Kirchner, introduced gay marriage and a law to allow people to choose their preferred gender on their ID card. But she wouldn't support abortion. Feminist organizations say the church is a powerful influence. 70% of Argentines are Catholic, and Pope Francis is from Argentina. Vanina Escales, from the feminist movement Ni Una Menos, says this is the problem for politicians.
Todos quieren el apoyo de la iglesia.
They all want the support of the church, but even so, feminism in Argentina has become so powerful that there is a strong network of health practitioners and advisors all over the country who help women who want abortions. There are approximately 500,000 illegal abortions per year in Argentina. It's so hypocritical to deny the rights to a safe operation to all those women who have to do it illegally.
Unsafe abortions are the leading cause of maternal mortality in Argentina. Yet not many doctors speak out in favor of legalizing abortion. But Julian Rodriguez does. This gynecologist, who works in a hospital of Ezeiza in the suburbs of Buenos Aires, says he comes in for a lot of criticism.
Former colleagues used to call me the abortionist. They wanted to stigmatize me. They even asked for me to be punished. In Argentina, gynecologists are generally against abortion. They don't inform women properly, and they treat them terribly. For me, they are not so much conscientious objectors as obstructors of women's rights. Those doctors will try to dissuade women from having an abortion any way they can. They'll show them horrible videos, ask them to take more tests, or make them listen to the heart of the fetus.
The role of doctors hit the news this year when a young woman called Belen was sentenced to 8 years in jail for having had an abortion. It was the doctors in her hospital who called the police. Belen always maintained she had had a miscarriage. After an appeal from the United Nations, she was relieved after 2 years in preventive detention. The UN also asked for a change to the law on abortion. Here in Argentina, many women are waiting to see if President Macri will agree. Audrey Moyamé for RFI in Buenos Aires.